اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وجل فرج.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And I'm really glad to tell you that some of the students of Sevier International School are again with us here, and I really welcome you all. Brother Ali Nasir, salam alaikum. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, great. And Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
That's great. Thanks to Sevier International Schools Network. So inshallah, today Fawad Haider and Ali Nasir will be working on Ayah 124 of Surah Al-Baqarah, all right?
Yes.
Verse number 124 of Surah Al-Baqarah. What page is it on?
19.
So, brothers and sisters, we really recommend you please turn to page 19 of the Quran Kareem. Make sure you have it with you. And turn to Ayah 124 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this ayah and then inshallah we'll continue our class.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
That was nice. That was great. We loved it. Now I will be inshallah reciting. Make sure Fawad, Ali Nasir, make sure inshallah you and also our brothers and sisters who are listening to us repeat inshallah, okay? Make sure you practice. Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن.
وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن.
قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما.
قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما.
قال ومن ذريتي.
قال ومن ذريتي.
قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين.
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. I hope you've practiced, brothers and sisters, with us. So, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قَالَ لَا يَنَالُ عَهْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ. It's a very, very important ayah. one of the very important verses of the Quran Karim that Shia Muslims used to kind of prove the imamate of the principle, okay, the imamate in Islam, okay. So وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم, when Allah Almighty, okay, when His Lord Allah Almighty tested Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam with certain words, بكلماتٍ, okay, with certain words. Certain words here doesn't mean the words, okay, like that we say, we speak, okay? Certain kind of tests, okay? Certain kind of things, okay? And he fulfilled them. Who? Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah Almighty tested Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, gave him some exams, okay? Some tests, okay? When he passed all those, okay? When he fulfilled all of them, then what did Allah Almighty say? قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا. Allah Almighty said that, oh, Prophet Ibrahim, I am making you, I'm appointing you as the Imam of the mankind, as the leader of the mankind. Okay? Then Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam says that, قَالَ, Prophet Ibrahim said to Allah Almighty that, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي, O Allah, also will you appoint Imams among my descendants, from my descendants as well, from my children as well. Allah Almighty says that, my pledge, my covenant, my ahd, ahd means this imamate, okay, does not extend, okay, will not include who? Those who are unjust, those who are unjust from your children. If any of your descendants who is unjust, he won't be appointed as an imam. So unjust means zalim. The one who is zalim, okay? La yanalu ahdi zalimin. The one who is zalim, okay? He will not be appointed as imam. So inshallah, in the tafsir books, okay, you will understand, okay, you will learn. Because we don't have much time. Otherwise, we would prove how we prove imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam from this ayah, from this verse, okay? So those who are having shirk, okay? Shirk is ظلم.
Yes.
So if someone is mushrik, or someone had been mushrik, that means he was ظالم to himself. So Allah Almighty says لا ينال عهد الظالمين. Yes. So the Muslims who were mushriks before, okay, so they, none of them can be imam. So Imam Ali alayhi salam was never a mushrik. None of his fathers, okay. So he was Muslim and he was worshipper of Allah Almighty. He believed in one God, all his families, okay? So he is the true Imam. There are many ways to prove, okay, how we prove the imamate of Imam Ali alayhi salam from this ayah. Inshallah, I really recommend you, brothers and sisters, okay, that you should refer to the tafsir book. قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran. Now let's go to the tajweed rules here. Very important ones are here, okay? وَإِذِي بْتَلَى, the first important point. إِذِي بْذَال, pronounce it correctly. إِبْتَلَى, look, إِبْتَلَى, Hamzatul Wasl we have. But if you join the previous word with the word إِبْتَلَى, you have to skip Hamzatul Wasl, right?
Yes.
وَإِذْ, I said, the next letter is Hamzatul Wasl. Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped, of course. So we have Idh, Dhal, Sakin, plus Ba, Sakin. Two Sakin letters or no?
Yes.
Okay. So if one Sakin letter is difficult for us to say, how about two Sakin letters? What should do? Ah, yeah, he says that. Fawad says this. Fawad say, when two Sakin letters meet, The first one will be assigned with
a kasra.
A kasra. So, إذ التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. The first one, okay?
Yes.
Put a kasra for the first one and then read it. وإذ ذال will have a kasra. وإذ then join it with ba. حمزة الوصل will be skipped. وإذ ابتلى done. وإذ ابتلى and also by sakin mashallah fawad. He wanted to say that qalqala is also applied here, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Qutbijat letter, because qaf, ta, ba, jim, dal, these five letters will be having like a kind of bouncing sound. When you, for example, tickle them, they will jump a little bit, okay? Wa-i-dhib, wa-i-dhib, ta-la, i-dhib. Okay. That's it. Wa-i-dhib, ta-la, Ibrahim. The word Ibrahim starts with Hamzatul Wasl and Tala, the word Ibtala, ends with an Alif, yes? Alif Mad. Alif Mad plus Hamza, are they in the same words? In the same word? In one word? The Mad. Tala, the Mad, and the Hamza. Are they in the same word?
No.
No.
No. So Mad is not wajib. Mad, simple. Mad is not wajib. Yes. If they were in the same word, Mad was wajib. Six counts.
Yes.
وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ right? رَبُّهُ
قَلْقَلَى
no. Yeah, قَلْقَلَى you have with ba, but who along with رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ كَلِمَاتٍ تَنْوِين plus next word starts with fa. Is fa from throat letters?
It's from the rest of the
letters. From the rest of the letters. Yeah, we had four groups of letters. So the letters with which were throat letters, like the rule Idhar was applied. The letters with Yarmalun.
Idgham.
The letter Ba, which Iqlab is applied with. And the rest of other alphabet letters. That the rule Ikhfa is applied. So here, Fa is from the rest of the letters. Okay, you should apply the rule Ikhfa. You gotta hide the sound of the Tanween. بِكَلِمَاتٍ if you say tin, so noon, the sound noon or tanween, we have very clearly pronounced it, yes? But you have to hide it. How? Ali Nasir?
بِكَلِمَاتٍ
make sure there is no vowel. Look, your mouth is open. Just kind of close it. بكلماتٍ فأتمهن do you remember we had a rule which was called نبر
no
you don't remember it
no
it was in how to stop the rules of how to stop at the end of words. So, like you say, atammahun, if noon sakin, noon mushaddad, or mim mushaddad you have at the end of a word, so you pronounce it this way. Fa'atammahun, just a little kind of longer noon sound. Fa'atammahun, do not say fa'atammahun, فَأَتَمَّهُمْ you got it? Do you see the difference? Or for example, you say ثُمَّ for example. ثُمَّ don't say ثُمَّ ثُمَّ a bit longer one. Two counts. So that's it. That's the rule, okay? فَأَتَمَّهُمْ there is صَلَى you can stop here, but you can continue also. Stopping is better. Yeah? Stopping is better or continuing better?
Continuing
is better. Salah, the word wasl. So you gotta continue if you want. It's better to continue. So, if you continue, you should read the harakat of noon. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا لِلنَّاسِ Imaman tanwin fatha but changes to alif mad imama And qala wa min dhurriyyati qala wa min nun sakin plus dhal ikhfa, that's easy. Qala la yanalu ahdi ya mad plus hamzatul wasl. We said hamzatul wasl will be skipped. Also the long vowel will be skipped, will be changed to short vowel. Ahdi dhalimin, not di dhalimin, no. Ahdi dhalimin. All right.
Yes.
Ali Nasir Fawad, that was all from us today, yes, in this session. I hope, inshallah, you've learned a lot of things about tajweed. And make sure, inshallah, you refer to the tafasir books, okay, for the explanations, because this ayah is an important one, okay? Shia Muslims must know this ayah. So, and also Sunni Muslims, okay? All the Muslims should know this ayah, the true interpretation of this ayah. So, thank you so much. Please, we really recommend you stay with us with the next coming sessions, inshallah, every day. Stay with us. We'll have like some verses of the Quran and Kareem. We'll interpret for you. We'll say something about them. And the most important thing, we'll work on with the tajweed rules. Okay, we'll go through the tajweed rules practically with these verses of the Quran and Kareem. So thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi muhammad wa ajil fajr.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان